Okay, so the issue of Lashon Hara is connected with a number of Yisurim. Vigadol, Motishemra is when you make up, you know, fake news about people, derogatory fake news. Lashon Hara is when you say true facts, but they're derogatory. There's a question about the relation between Rechilus and Lashon Hara. The Rambam, in the Perek Zayin of Hilchos Deos, speaks about this at the very beginning. What is Rechilus? What is Lashon Hara? What is worse? Is Rechilus just a person who's going around trying to like find facts with people? You know, as a, not necessarily saying anything bad, just walking around assuming like a Yenta personality of a person who's like. Or is Rechilus actually, and then it would be less than Lashon Hara, that's what the Rambam says. Lashon Hara is actually something bad. Or is it opposite the case that Lashon Hara is when you say something bad about somebody, and a rochel is a person who goes and says to Levi, you know, Reuben said something about you, and he really creates, you know, a triangular type of, you know, reality where people are going to be hating each other even more. In any case, I want to focus on the issue of Lashon Hara. Yesh Lachar, what's the nature of the Isser of Lashon Hara? So if you look at the Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah, the first Makar, Mesafir Lashon Hara, Shtayim Hinei Kar Osof, Hanezek Vaboshesh Sayigrom L'Chavero. When you speak Lashon Hara, you speak derogatory about somebody, you cause nezek and boshes to that person. So the Shari Tshuva here focuses on two aspects of the Zaveira. The first is the Tzav. He says, the nezek, Lashon Hara, maybe it's a din in a z, it's like, it's tough for nezek, again, it's not nezek that you can be chayav for in the Mabakama, in Choshen Mishpat, maybe it's some type, it's similar to grama. Again, even grama is chayav de shamayim. Here, there's a separate iser. There's some type of nezek that we're focusing on the Totsah of the Lashon Hara. Totsah. Nezek. The second issue that Rabbi Yonah raises focuses what? It's not on Totsah, but rather the mice of Sipur. Now the truth is, Rabbi Yonah actually focuses, it seems more like on the midos, like like, you know, it's a certain like bad mido that you have and you're like gossiping, but it's certainly on the mice. So the mice of Sipur Ganai, so it's not a focus on the Totsah, it's more on the mice of Sipur Ganai. Again, he focuses on the midos aspect of it. There's a parallel to this Chakira. Again, mice of Totsah is all over, but in terms of, let's say, the Isser of Makalo, the Sakal Cherish. So, why shouldn't you Makalo somebody? So, most understand, though, the Kalala has some type of actual effect. So again, it's hard for us to, you know, understand this. Metaphysically, the Kalala has an effect. A person is a Tzalam Elokim, a person is a Ruch Malala, so the Kalal Chatibur has certain, you know, significance to it. So you curse somebody, you actually, you know, you zap them. You can speak of Ayin Harish, right? There's some type of But the Rambam writes famously in Sefer Mitzvos that the Isser of Kal Cheresh is emphasizing, we don't care if he hears about it. We don't care, right? It's about you. It's not that Moshe Kal Cheresh, oh, he doesn't hear about it, but still he's zapped. No, Moshe Kal Cheresh, because he won't be insulted, and there is no zapping. The Rambam seems to ignore that aspect. So what's wrong with the Kalal? Person's Mekalel is a person who can't control her anger. Person's Mekalel has issues in Midos. So, just like the question of Mekalel, is it more in the Totsah of zapping him? Or is it more in the Maisa, or in your own personal Midos of losing control? V'chule, same question can be raised when it comes to Lashon Hara. Is it more in turn, Isser, can focus on the Maisa of being Mesach or Gnai? Or is it more about the Totsah, the potential Nezek that could be Nigram? You know, whether or not it's Nigram in the end or not is irrelevant. Meaning, even if the person isn't Mekabel Lashon Hara, you try to cause Nezek to somebody, and therefore, as such, Lachori, a violation of the Isser Lashon Hara. So, this is a Chakir I'd like to work with. I think it's, it connects to the question of the Makar. There are numerous psukim in the Torah that are connected to Lashon Hara. It's funny, you know, on one level, you know, there's nothing explicit. At the same time, there are many sources that Chazal understand that are connected to Lashon Hara. The first pasuk that I have in the sheet really is explicit. Lo seilek rachel amecha. Losamar Olam Reacha. Again, unclear what Rachel means. Rashi says over there, Neimar al Shem Shakol Mishalchim Idonim Misapi Lashon Hara Holchim Veis Reayim L'Ragel Mayiru Ra Mayishmu Ra Losamar B'Shuk. People who are into gossip go around like a spy and try to figure out what's going on in people's homes in order to Losamar B'Shuk. V'Nikra Holeich Rachel. So I alluded to before the question, the Rachel, because Rambam Ravid, if Lashon Hara is worse than Rachilos, and then this could actually be a source for Lashon Hara. The Rambam says, Losein Rachel is a source for Lashon Hara, because Lashon Hara is worse. If it's Aser to do Rachilos, it's certainly Aser to do Lashon Hara. The Ravid argues, the Ravid thinks that Rachilos is worse, and therefore this is only a source for Rachilos, not for Lashon Hara. But Rashi here is working with the understanding, like the Rambam, that it's for Lashon Hara. He says Lashon Hara explicitly, Misapi Lashon Hara. And the question that I want to pose is the question of the juxtaposition of the pasuk between the first half of Lo Seidek Rachel and the second half of Lo Samor Adam Re'echa. Lo Samor Adam Re'echa is clearly a pasuk that focuses on what? The Totsah. Lo Samor Adam Re'echa. You see a person drowning. Right? You have to save him. So the Eben Ezra here says, "Shalishchaber imanashim damim, v'yadua ki kama nirtzachu v'nergu ba'avur hamalshinus v'doeg adomi le'e." Says Eben Ezra that this pasuk is connected. Vaseilech Rachel v'amecha, because if you're holding Rachel, you're going to cause damage or even death potentially to people. So. And Eben Ezra, I think, is emphasizing the nezek, potential nezek that Lashon Hara causes. I don't think it's the only way to learn the pasuk. You could say that the pasuk is speaking about two separate and distinct tisurim. We'll say that Rachel Lamecha is about the Maisa, L'Sam Lamecha is totally different. But Eben Ezra seems to, Pshuta B'Shumikra, is connecting. So the question of Makor, L'Seilech Rachel. You could say the pashas of the pasuk L'Seilech like Rachel is referring to what? L'Seilech like Rachel. Chora is referring to the Maisa.
Right? Chora, it's the Maisa. Holachas Rachel. But Eben Ezra is saying that no. It's really referring to the Toksah. He's connecting the end of the pasuk L'Seilech like Rachel, because if you're holding Rachel, you're going to cause damages to other people and even death. So I think that the tension here exists in the pasuk, even though the pashas of the pasuk I think is emphasizing the maisa, that it's a person who's holding Rachel, not thinking necessarily about the totsah. Eben Ezra tries to connect it to the end of the pasuk and says, "No, we're totsah oriented. L'samur adam reyecha, l'shanhar is about dam reyech." The same tension exists in the pasuk in Shmos Chaf Gimel. Which again, reading the pasuk, we wouldn't necessarily think this is referring to Lashon Hara, but the Chazal understands the pasuk L'sisa Shema Shav. Al Tashis Yadchim Rosh Al Yasid Chamas is referring to Lashon Hara. L'sisa Shema Shav. So, for example, the Gemara in Makos Daf Chaf Gimel, it's also one of the Psachim. Amar Rav Sheshes Vishum Rav Loza Ben Azaria Kol Masapir Lashon Hara V'Kol Makabel Lashon Hara V'Kol Amed Eid Shaker B'Chaveiro. Interesting mix. The pasuk, of course, is referring to Eid Chamas. So that's the end of the pasuk. The beginning, the Chazal understands, is referring to Masapir and Makabel. Roy Lashicha L'Klavim Shneamar L'Kelav Tashlichin Oso. So it's a little bit unclear what this drasha means. Lo sisa, lo sasi. The Marsha there explains, Mishum de tisa eino milosha no se kapa, ela milosha kabala, achein tergamu, bekomakom tisa te kabel. Hakin tzarek le medrash al nesaper balamei lo tisa, shelo tigrom liskabel amcha loshan hara. So the way the Maharsha understands it is that really the pasuk is law of law tasi, is referring to being mikabel lashon hara, and we starsh in law tisa as mikabel law tasi. You shouldn't cause others to mikabel lashon hara. If you look at the Orach HaShulchan though, Orach HaNer over there in Makos Chaf Gimel. He works with the gears of the Gemara. The Gemara is the Shaila that we've shown him. Should we darsh in this last part? Vil kari bilo tasi. Is that really necessary? The Rashbam of Pesachim doesn't have it. Rosh Hashanah says, Surah number 8, Tevadi lo tisa hu loshan dibur, kumo bal esad shmotam al svatai, kumo lo tisa shem elokecha l'sham. So,
The same tension, like I said, exists in the
Pasuk of Lo Latisa, source
in the Kabbalah, the Dabur Lashon Hara. What does Latisa mean?
Speaking like the
Maisa. Speaking like the Maisa. So Orach HaShulchan is saying, the Orach HaNer, Orach HaNer is saying it's more Maisa oriented. And the Marsha is saying the Pasuk means you should be with Kabbalah Lashon Hara. What's the difference from Kabbalah Lashon Hara? So I think that the Kabbalah is the Totzah, and now people, you change the image of this person in the eyes of the Shomei. The Shomei is a Mekabel. You said Reuven is a no good Nick. So now you told that to Shimon, and now Shimon thinks Reuven is a no good Nick. So there's a certain Totzah, and I don't know if the Totzah has reached the point of, you know, Mamonos or Nefarshos, but certainly there is a Totzah at that point. So I think this tension, like I said, exists in terms of this Pasuk as well. Bigadol, the Pasuk of Loseidach Rachel HaMecha, the Pashtus is more Maizor. And then the Pasuk of Lotisa, according to Chazal, is more Totzah oriented, changing the image of the Kabbalah Lashon Hara. But like I said, the Ibn Ezra pulls Loseidach Rachel to Totzah, and the Orach HaNer pulls Lotisa to the act of Dibur itself. There are a couple of other Makoros that deal with Lashon Hara in specific cases. So, for example, the Pasuk in Tvarim Chav Zayin, Arur Makar Re'eh B'Soser, is understood by Chazal to understand to be referring to saying Lashon Hara in a way that you want to somehow hide your identity. You want to say Lashon Hara, you don't want people to know that you said it. So, you're Makar Re'eh B'Soser. So, says the Rashi on that Pasuk, Lashon Hara Hu Omer. So, this Pasuk also, Arur
Makareyo, or Makareyo.
I don't know. Tell me, what do you think? To me,
would you start with the Sankala by just plugging both options?
You say, go both ways. Is Maka Usser because of the Totsar, or is Maka Usser because it's a Maisa Haka? You could say it's both. To me, the Pashtus is that it's more connected to the Totsar, your Makareyo, but you're probably right. I think you're right. It's not so clear. And that was interesting. The Ksav HaKabbalah here has an interesting explanation of Makya. Makya, we would think, means to hit. And because I'll say, you're hitting him through your Dibur. You're hitting him through your Dibur. The Ksav HaKabbalah says, Lashon Makya, hu mi'inyan batzal sayi mi'macha mi'kareh. Make doesn't mean to hit, but it means to cause shiflus. That you, by speaking in a derogatory manner, you cause this person's image, mashpil chavero b'sikuro olav masim she'enam ru'im u'mori kvodo u'ho nikro lashon hara she'mesaper ra'as adam u'muav u'megana osa ve'ezit tzad she'iye minagnus af shedivir emes. So what is lashon hara? It's being mashpil chavero b'sikuro, which is interesting. I think that he's certainly emphasizing the Totzah, Mashpil Chavero. I think that, it's not that. I mean, you could say that the act of Mashpil Chavero is a good thing. So, it's not so clear. The next source, I think, is more Mukhrach. There is a special Isser, according to the Ramban, according to the Chazal. Chazal understand there's an issur to say Lashon Hara in a time of war. So the Ramban explains, Osifu bo Lashon Hara, kadei shelo yirbu ma'ireh machlokes, v'yiku v'ineyem v'yake, makarabba me'od, yoseh min ha'oivim. Says the Ramban, if there's internal fighting, a time of war, this could create tremendous chaos in the machane, and you can lose the war, because in the machlokes, you know, the mefaket says one thing, you have personal experience in this, I guess, right? So if you're at stressful times, you have to make sure that there's a proper order, and Lashon Hara undercuts that, type of work ethic that you need at the time of war. So this, I think, certainly emphasizes the Totzah. The Ramban here, again, it's only specifically in the time of war. So I don't know if it's Mukhar one way or the other. Like I said, I think the Pashas of Loseidach Rachel is more mice-oriented, the Pashas of Lotisa is more Totzah-oriented, but it's certainly not Mukhar at all. Okay. This tension, I think, also is felt in an Agadita, in Erechin, the main sugya, in touch with what we have here in Baba Basra and Lama Tess, is also the Gemara in Erech and Tesvav to Zayin, the Lagadita over there. So the Gemara says, Amar Vyokan, Mishum Vyosi ben Zimra, Kol Masapra Lashnharak, Ilu Kafar Vikar, Shenamar, Asher Amru Lashanenu Nagbir, Sisosenu Itanu Miyadalan. Person says, Lashnhara, it's Ilu Kafar Vikar. So when a Chazal say Ilu this, Ilu that, you have to ask yourself, what's the Kilu? Meaning, is there really any connection, any correlation between a person who says Lashon Hara and a person who denies the existence of Kadosh Baruch Hu? So, Rabbi Yonah in the Shari Tshuva has two interpretations. Va'al kein chashvuhu ki'ilu kofar be'ikar, ki hu misave v'gorim nezak godol, v'ro rabba l'chaveiro, v'avisham esreicham be'ini ha'am, o shar darche hefzit. So why is he kofar be'ikar? Because he's willing to cause damage to other people. Okay, you have to explain why causing damage to other people, a person is mazik. It's also kilu kafar meikar, anybody who violates, hezek. Okay, but he... Pardon?
Mali
kalapaga, okay, so it's like murder. It's like,
and there, we do say it's like kafar meikar.
Ritzicha is like kafar meikar, because a person is chelak lakam imal, a person is created b'sel lakim. You're saying if you're mazik his body... So malikat kula, malikat, right? So mele, this is Niski Maman, I don't know. He says
nezek
gadol v'rad rab el chaveiro. I mean, it could be you're going to cause him nezek. You're saying when you speak about the person that Reuven did X, so it's not just his mamonas. It could be on a financial ramification, but as a person, he's already his son Lakim is diminished on some level. So okay, fine. So the Shari Tshuva here in the first explanation clearly focuses on the nezek vashenis alkei nechshav hamisaf lashon hara ki ilu kafar meikar lefisha omer v'livo ki sfasa v'shusa. A person says, listen, it's my body, I can say what I want, nobody's in charge of me. V'nei she'ein v'maisa v'chi hu hashali to lashono v'gomer v'daitu ki ein lo lichlo es ruach sfasa v'daver ha'ola l'ruch. I can say whatever I want, it's a free country. Chevarim heim alavadam einam v'shusa lachto v'hem ki inish emar si sasenu itanu v'yadam lanu. Yomar aye eloka osi asher lo koltenu os yitzirosav nisunos heina lo achas mihena lenadara plum lasos subsunu we have mishubados. Our body was created by Hashem to serve Him. We don't have the shlita, we don't have the bios on our own body. Our mouth is here, so we can do business with it. We can wish people good morning. We can learn Torah. Our mouth isn't here to say Lashon Hara. So a person who thinks that their mouth is berushuso, they're called for beik. So I think Lashitaso, the Rabbi Yonah here is giving two explanations to why it's Kilu Kafar Meikar, because there are really two aspects of the Veira. A Maisa Veira and the Tosa. The Tosa is Nezek that's caused, and therefore Kafar Meikar, you're causing a Tosa of Nezek. And the act of speaking, it's my mouth. What do you mean my mouth? Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. He gave us a mouth. So these two aspects, I think, reflect these two understandings. Straight on the board, chumras ha'isur kafar v'ikar. So is it because, pi v'rishusi, my mouth is my rishus, and I'm denying the Kadosh Baruch Hu that I respect, or is it the nezek she'goreim, again, we was not on this interpretation that it's the nezek is diminishing the talmukim v'chul. Now it's interesting. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Amud Beis tells us that sometimes a person can say nothing derogatory to get somebody in really hot water. The famous story of Shmuel Yochai. We know the end of the story that he ended up in the Ma'arav for many years. But the story began when a fellow named Yehuda Ben Gerim overheard a conversation, and he went and told the Romans about the conversation. So the Gemara says that they were talking about the Romans and what they're doing, and some gave Shevach, they're building great infrastructure, and Rav Shimon Yochai was a little more cynical. He said, "Kol ma shatiknu lo tiknu ela tzarek asman." He was not very, forgiving or very generous in his description of why the Romans came to Israel. And he said, "Kol ma shatiknu lo tiknu el tzarek atzma." Halach Yehuda ben Gerim esipir dvarim finishmu l'malchus, And then they would go there, and, you know, Misa, Anshimecha, you had to run away to the cave, he went to the Bismedrish, he went to the cave, v'chulei. And then the Gemara says, eventually he left the cave, Nafak, L'shukah, Chazi, L'hudim, and Gerim, Amar, Adayin, Yitzhav, Olam, Nosam, O'enav, Aso, Gashal, Asamos. So Anshimecha came out of the cave, he saw Yehudim and Gerim, and okay, so that's interesting, Agadita. But what's fascinating is that the Rambam codifies this lahalacha, that if you say what Yehudim and Gerim did is Lashon Hara. Says the Rambam, Echad Masaber Lashon Hara, Bifnei Chavero, Oshel Ofanav, Masaber Dvarim Shagormim Im Nishmu Leish Mipi Ish, Lahazik, Lechavero, Bekufo, Mamono, Afilo Hatzel, Lahafchid, Hariz Lashon Hara. The Rambam says it's not just the wrong thing to do, but it's Lashon Hara, right? After all, the story, Moshe Rechai kills him. He looks at him, he kills him. So I guess bit odd, why did he do that? He made him run away from the Romans, Kulei, but the Rambam thinks that this is actually a source, this is actually an Isser Blashon Hara. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav codifies the halacha, Echad Masaper Lashon Hara, Vechavero, Shalofanav, Masaper Dvarim, Shekorim, Nish, Ish, Pish, Hazi Chavero, the Lashon Hara. Then he says, Afa Pisha Einan Dvarim Shal Gnai Al Chavero. He emphasizes, there's no Gnai, and yet still Lashon Hara. There's no Gnai, there's still Lashon Hara. So I thought this was pretty fascinating. You know, what is Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is speaking Gnai about your friend that causes him Hezek. So I was being choker, is it the Maisa Sipur of Gnai, or is it the Totsah of the Hezek? And what the Gemara seems to be saying here, according to the Rambam, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, is that you can say something that isn't objectively Gnai, but it's going to cause Nezek, and that actually is Lashon Hara. So I think to be able to say this, it's much easier if you assume that the Issur Lashon Hara focuses on Zotzah. It's not Nezek. So here I did it a Maisa Dibur. It wasn't Dibur Shel Gnai, but it caused Nezek. It's also considered Lashon Hara. If I focus the Issur on the Maisa of Dibur Shel Gnai, so then it's, I think, a little harder to fetch out a chiv in this case. Meaning, you could say, I guess, it's like Gnai, meaning it's not really Gnai, but, you know, since it'll be interpreted by the Romans as being a derogatory thing to say, he just said that the Romans, you know. So, maybe it's actually interesting because it's more like Rechilus, meaning Rosh Hashanah said, you know, Kol Ma She'tiknu Lo Tikva Ha'atzman, which is actually a, you know, again, it could be a similar story by a guy, but he's going now and telling the Romans what he said about them. And that's the Rabbi's understanding of Chilus. Okay. Now, the opposites, this is a case of Nezek, Beli, Sipur, Shel Gnai, and potentially it's a Raya that it's all about the Totsah. At least for the Rambam, the Rambam says you're Chayav, Yishu Lashon Hara, and I don't know if anybody argues explicitly, but it's a Chiddush to say this. It's a Chiddush to say this is Lashon Hara. Now the opposite case is when you have Sipur Shel Gnai that causes no Nezek. That brings us back to the world of Chesed Abatim. The Gemara says both Lamates and also an Erechin, have the Gemara Erechin on the sheet. Rabbi Bar Huna, Kol Milsit, the question?
Sorry. They're saying that these are things, it's not like an innocuous thing which then could be taken in the wrong way. It's something which there's nothing inherently, you know, derogatory about it, but you can assume there is one to be impacted if it's found that way.
Right. So therefore?
I just wanted to clarify that.
Right, there's nothing derogatory. I mean, in this case, actually, it's a little bit, it's not the best example.
Well, because you are harming him. You're just not harming him in like a way that's making fun of him, you're harming him.
Right. So if Lashon Hara is about the Totsah harming, then it makes sense this is included.
Right.
If Lashon Hara is about saying Sipur Shel Gnai, there's no Sipur Shel Gnai here. So Mamela, it's hard to understand why this is included in Lashon Hara. The opposite is a case where you say something that's derogatory, but there is no harm that's caused, presumably because everybody knows about it already. So the Gemara says, Rabbar, Rav Huna, Kol Milsa de Mr. Amri of Api Tlas, the famous Heter of Api Tlasa, less famous Shum Lishna Bisha. There's no Lashon Hara if it's something that's already said in front of three people. My time, Chavercha Chavra Islay, Vechavra de Chavra, Chavra Islay. So the Gemara says that if you say something, again, it's a Machoka, big Machoka, so you don't know how to understand this line. both the Rishonim here on the Chalamites in Bava Basra and the Rishonim in Erechen, much fewer over there, debate how to understand this line. But this is an important heter of Apeklas. The Rambam has a very, I think, straightforward way of understanding this heter. Says the Rambam, "Nomer dvarim elu b'fnei shlosha." If you say lashon hara in front of three people, "Kfar nishma hadavar benoda," it's already known. "V'msiper hadavar echad min hashlosha pamacheres ein mo mishum lashon hara." Fushal iskavin lahavir akol v'galosi yosef. So if lashon hara was already spoken, it's already in the paper. So now to say what's written in the paper is not an isser of lashon hara, because it's already, according to the Rambam, because it's already known. Again, unless you're trying to, you know, make it heard, you have a cousin who doesn't read the paper, so you want to tell him, so then you know, it would be a violation. But anything that's known, it's on the radio, it's on the paper, it's not an isser of lashon hara. So this is a very, very important concept of apeklas. Like I said, it's a big biblical concept showing him how to understand how it works and when it works and how to limit it. The Rambam already is limiting it to shulis kaven, you can't be mechaven to be, you know, make the call further the call. But I think the shitaso, the Rambam was telling us that when you say a sequential ganayah, but there's no totsah because it's already known, there's no lashon hara. Why is that? Because for the Rambam, what is the focus of the isra lashon hara? The Maizel of Tosa. The Tosa. And as such, this as a Sipur Shalganai, it's a Maizel of Sipur Shalganara, but there's no Tosa, and therefore it's not included in the Isra Lashonara. So I think the Rambam is the Tosa. You have over here Sipur Shalganai, Beli Nezek. So the Rambam says it's Mutter. Many other Rishonim understand this differently. They would say it's Aser. You know, just because it was no said, it doesn't necessarily mean you can repeat it. They would understand this line differently. So I think what emerges, that according to Rambam, the Isra of Lashon Hara is focused more on the Totsah, and therefore in these two cases, the case of Sim Shalganai below Nezek, it's already known, it's Mutter, and in the previous case, when you don't actually say anything derogatory, but you cause damage through your speech, it is considered lashon hara according to Rambam. So that, I think, fits nicely. There is a question I saw in the Achronim. I was a little bit surprised to see this. If I say lashon hara about a whole community, all the Hasidim, all the New Yorkers, whatever you, so how many isurim of lashon hara do you violate? So I don't know. I would say one. I mean, I think it's you spoke about all the Hasidim. You spoke about all the New Yorkers. So the Chashukei Chemed, or Zilberstein, quotes his brother-in-law, Rechaim Kanevsky, "She'imidaber loshen hara pam achas al ravim, kigon she'amar kol anshe irzu, ganavim, all the New Yorkers are X, over b'pam achas alavin harbe kemisver et oshafu." So this is Rechaim Kanevsky says. Again, I didn't see anybody who disagrees explicitly. To me, it's a huge chiddush. It's a huge chiddush to say that you do one act and you violate, you know, you speak on all the, I don't know, it's a very big chiddush. Again, I'd be happy if other people argued explicitly, but in absence of that, I think the default is that it's just not true. Meaning, it's hard to believe that if you speak about all the, you know, the modern Orthodox, all the Haredim, so you violate as many Lavin as there are Haredim. It's just it's mind-boggling. So I think I'm telling this like here also, that if we're more Maisa-oriented, then I think it's more obvious that you did one Maisa Sipur. I said all the New Yorkers. So Sipur al Misparanashin, do you violate one lav or many lavin? So if it's a Maisa Sipur, so Lachara, you violate lav echad. Whereas if it's Totsah oriented, even then it's a Chiddush, but you could say, listen, okay, I'm not going to have anything with New Yorkers. You're talking to somebody who's interested in a Shidduch. Don't go with the New Yorkers. Okay. Now all those New Yorkers are off limits to this woman because she doesn't want to marry a New Yorker because, you know, you spoke derogatory, you spoke negatively, you spoke, you know, in a way that colors her perception of New Yorkers, and therefore there's a potential totsah, you know, that and even if it's true, again, I don't think in this case it's probably Moti Shemra, but if you lashon hara, but you know, even if it's true, potentially you violate, you know, many lav. Okay. Now, I think like Rabbi Yonah writes, there are really two aspects to this Isser. Even though in the Rambam I think he's emphasizing the Nezek aspect, it seems like in other sources, like Rabbi Yonah, both aspects exist. And I just want to explore that briefly. So the Gemara says here in Erechin Tazayinon Aleph, and the Gadata Amar Yochanan Kol Al Shivat Varim Negayim Bayin. So what is the Onesh for Lashon Hara? Negayim. Lashon Hara. Okay, so one of the reasons the Negayim come is for Lashon Hara. Then the Gemara says, Me'il Mechaper Lashon Hara. That the Me'il is Mechaper. So what's Mechaper for Lashon Hara? Is Negayim Mechaper? Or is Lashon Hara is the Me'il Mechaper? This week's parasha, Me'il is Mechaper and Lashon Hara. So says the Gemara, Lakashia, Hanu Masav, Hatla Hanu Masav, Ia Hanu Masav, Atu Negoim, Ilo Hanu Masav, Me'il, Mechaper. The Gemara says there are two tracks for Kaparas. I'm going to put a new
part of the board over here. Beis Dinim, Kapara. Says the Gemara, there are two tracks. If you spoke Lashon Hara and were successful in changing the image of this particular person, I spoke about Reuven, now people think Reuven is a no good nick, so then Negayim are Mechaper. But if I spoke about Reuven and the people I spoke to were not Mechaper Lashon Hara, I wasn't successful, my ploy, my scheme didn't work, so then how do you achieve Kapara? The Me'il is Mechaper.
So what does it sound like? The Gemara here is already emphasizing these two aspects. There's Lashon Hara that's successful, you caused Nezek, and there's Lashon Hara that, okay, wasn't successful. You weren't successful in causing Nezek, but you still did a Maisa Dibur, Shalagnai, and therefore you need Kapara, the Me'il is Mechaper. So I think these two aspects, really are these two dinim that we were discussing. And the Shut Az Nidberu of Binyamin Yeshua Zilber, from Bnei Brak, he actually brings it down the halacha in terms of Bakashas Mechila. The question of asking Mechila on Lashon Hara, so if you tried to cause damage through Lashon Hara and you weren't successful, says Rav Yishuv ben Yamin Yeshua Zilber, you don't need to ask Mechila. You could just, it's considered a chet ben adam l'makom. If you were successful in causing damage, then you indeed have to ask a chila to consider a chayfin other than a chavera, and you'll make kippur miratza, actually ratza as a chavera. Okay, so tzvei dinim. Now, in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, which is, of course, the classic Sefer written on this topic, he writes an interesting thing. He wonders, I discussed already before, if you speak Lashon Hara about many people. So here he's talking about speaking Lashon Hara not about many people, about one person, but how many listeners are there? Am I holding court and I'm telling 10 people Lashon Hara, or am I telling Lashon Hara to one individual person? Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference if I speak Lashon Hara to one person or I say Lashon Hara to 10 people? What's the difference? So the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Psicha, Achish Chiluk Bein HaMesaper HaMakabel B'zeh. He's talking about the Isser of Lifnei Iver. And when you say Lashon Hara, you violate Lifnei Iver, he's going to Makabel. And vice versa, the Makabel violates, by listening, helps the Mesapir do the Avera. So he says like this, the Mesapir over Belav Zeh, Beinim HaShomim Ra'avim Amu'atim. Ad Rav, Kol She Yirbu HaShomim Yisra'be Olav Halav. So the Chavetz Chaim says that Kihu No Sein Mikshol Lifnei Kama Anashim. Again, he's focusing on the Lishna Iver. He says, if I'm listening to Lashon Hara, I'm listening to somebody speaking Lashon Hara. But there are other people listening too. So he says, the fact that I'm there isn't causing him to do more of errors. Sounds like mitzad ha-mesapir, you say Lashon Hara to one person, you say Lashon Hara to 10 people, the same iser. That's what Chavetz Chaim says. But mitzad the mekabel, right? Mitzad mekabel, it's different. So we look here in the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, kevan dechazinan da hikbid ha-torah ala mesapir al shu meisi shem ha-shav kid isa v'psachim kari bein lo yitasi After the overall kol echad miyashomim b'lav zeh domi the machil iser kama anashim. Tchosh yisrabe ha'ochlim yisrabe ha'iser la'machil. If you remember the overall kol echad miyashomim alav to lifen iver l'tidei mikshol. So the Chabad Chaim is actually making a distinction between the lav of Moselech Rachel and the lav of Lotisa. And he's saying that in terms of Moselech Rachel, you speak to one person and you speak to 10 people, it's the same Maisa Dibur. It's one lav. But mitzad, the people accepting it of Lotisa Shem Hashav, so then you're causing all these people to violate, every person who listens violates another lav. So if we work with the explanation I gave earlier, that Moselech Rachel is more mice-oriented, and Lotisa is more totsa-oriented, I think this makes a lot of sense. I think that's what Chafetz Chaim is saying. Moselech Rachel means don't do a mice of sequel. What's the difference if I'm talking to 10 people to one person? I'm speaking. Now, again, you could argue that technically, when I'm speaking, it's like I'm speaking to each person individually. You're a good speaker, you know, he speaks to every person individually. But that's not the passion. The passion is I'm speaking. I'm speaking, there are a lot of people listening. So if I'm doing a Maisa Dibur, Mitzad the Maisa, Mitzad Moselech Rachel, this makes it how many people are listening. But Mitzad Lotisa, I'm causing this person's image to be denigrated in the eyes of each and every listener. So Mitzad Lotisa, this Takan Iser, Mitzad, each and every individual, because that's more Totsah oriented. So I think that these Seidinim, a second ago, I mentioned that there are two aspects. Sometimes you feel shenara, you cause damage to his image. Sometimes you don't makabel. Okay, there are two types of isurim, two types of tshuva, as nitmaru, etc. Here I'm saying maybe there's the various isurim that losei l'rachil is taka maisa oriented, and lotisa is taka totsa oriented. And there's Rav Nachmina. If you say shenara to numerous people at the same time, do violate many isurim. Maybe in terms of losei l'rachil, you only violate one. Maybe lotisa, you violate many isurim. Or Lotasi, right? Okay. Now, the truth is that the Rambam Shita, as I mentioned earlier, to me seems more Maisa oriented, but there is a Rambam that seems to not fit with this understanding, and that's the source number 26 over here. The Rambam Halacha Dalet, the Perek there is a little bit confusing. He has like Isser Rechilus, then he has Lashon Hara, then he has like some Ayman Chazal about how chomer it is. He speaks about Avak Lashon Hara, Halacha Dalet, and then in Halacha Hey, he speaks of what we read earlier about causing damages, you know, even though you're not actually saying Lashon Hara, but he says you're violation of Lashon Hara. So it's a little bit confusing, but the issue of Avak Lashon Hara is discussed in Halacha Dalet. So Yish Dvarim Shehein Avak Lashon Hara. Me Yomar Laploni Shia Kamoshu Ata. I say, listen, you know that guy, he's Yeshivacher. Who said he's still Yeshivacher? Like I raise some question, he's gonna now go dig and figure out if that's really true. Shiomar Shaskumi Ploni. I don't want to talk about him. You spur people's interest in talking about somebody. If you say something very nice about somebody, if there are people who don't like him, so then, you know, it could be they'll start saying, oh, you think he's such a good guy, really, he's not a good guy. She's a gorem lehem shisafru b'gnusa, right? The concept of avak has to be analyzed in its own right. You know, we have a concept of avak, you know, by ribis d'oraisa, avak ribis, ribis d'raban. You have avak by shvius, Chazal referred to schor per shvius as avak, that's d'oraisa. Ochel losoch schor. So is avak d'oraisa, is avak d'rabanan. It seems like there are different contexts. Here, the passage is Avak Zerabanan. And the Rambam says, Avak Lashon Hara is when you instigate. You instigate. You say something that spurs people's interest to talk Lashon Hara. The problem is, if you continue, this is all part of Halacha Dalet. V'chein ha-mesaper Lashon Hara, derech schok, derech chalus rosh, kolomer she'enu medaber b'sina. You don't cause, you don't speak out of sinna. Basically, like you do it in a very sly, wet manner. So that's also, you know, a form of Lashon Hara. Now, these don't seem to be avod lashon hara. That's the difficulty. So the if you look at the halacha dalet in the Frankel, there are actually two dots. I put them here on the source. On source 26, there are two dots, and he separates Avak from Schok and Ramos. Rav Karkovsky in the Avodas HaMelech, he apparently wasn't aware of this, and he said, listen, it looks like it's all Avak Lashon Hara, and he has like a new interpretation of what Avak Lashon Hara is. But the Chavos Chaim actually quotes the Yad Ketana, who says like this. He doesn't quote the Raya from the Frankel, I don't think they had the Ksav Yad available, but he said, oh, the beginning is Avak Lashon Hara, the end isn't, which seems very dachuk, but if you look at the Ksav Yad, it's actually not so dachuk. But the reason I'm mentioning all this is that when you have Avak Lashon Hara, what are you essentially doing? You're not... It's not a full Maisa. It's not a full Maisa Gana. You just kind of like make a hint. And the Tosa, you're not involved in the Tosa at all. You're just kind of like, you know, raising the issue, and then they're going to find out, or they won't, meaning it depends how, you know, interested they are. So that's fine. The problem is the end of the halacha of schok, where you actually cause the totzah of nezek, or ramos, where you cause the totzah of nezek, so why should that be avak? So if the Rambam holds it's avak, so that really throws a monkey wrench into my whole thesis in the Rambam, that the focus is on, you know, nezek, as opposed to the Maisa Sipur. And in fact, there are achronim who think the Rambam holds are two dinim, just like Rabbi Yonah, and there's Lashon Hara of the Maisa, there's Lashon Hara of the Totzah, and that's fine. I don't think that's really Pshat Rambam. Even though I would like, you know, Avodas HaMelech, you know, says, listen, it's all one halacha, it's all avak. If you look at the Frankel, it's really a separate halacha, it doesn't bother me. The Rambam, the place in the halachas is still kind of odd. Why does he introduce avak before talking about these other types of lashon hara? I don't have a good explanation for that, but to me it seems like for the Rambam the focus of lashon hara is really on the tzotzah, not on the maisa. But I admit there are those who argue and claim that no, the Rambam holds a tzvei dinim just like Rabbi Yonah holds a tzvei dinim. So because of what we saw here was this question of whether or not lashon hara focuses on the maisa of sipur gnai or on the tzotzah. Couple of nafkaminas, possibility of tzvedinim. Some want to say tzvedinim even in the Rambam. I don't think that's correct based on the Ksav Yad and the Frankel. I think that the question of derech tzchok and derech sina is lashon hara mamish, because you're causing a totzah. What's avak? Avak is when you don't do a real nice sipur and you don't cause a totzah. You just kind of instigate. So if you instigate, that would be avak. And like I said, the question of avak is derech rabbanon. It's an interesting question that has to be analyzed in different areas of halach. Okay. I can't.